some delays, but it's been mostly smooth sailing at the nation's airports. CBS News Philadelphia reporter Sypha Lewis spoke with some flyers.
Mother Nature decided to throw a wrench in some travelers' plans here at Philadelphia International Airport.
A lot of delays, just had to eat some pretzels and wait.
So far, only 25 minutes, so not too bad. I'm hoping that's all it is.
Jay, coming to the airport, my flight was delayed. Not too bad right now, but about 20 minutes. Last time this happened, it ended up being up to 4 hours, so I'm hoping it's not.
For others, the delays weren't stressing them out in the least.
You've probably noticed that prices at the gas pump have been going down over the last couple of months, but will that continue? Oil analyst Tom Closa.
Bottom line is most of the deflation for gasoline is over now, and we'll see prices reinflate in the first 100 days of the year. But we're paying about the same as we were last year for gas.
The Big Apple is preparing for the big night.
To help celebrate.
It's going to be some kind of a kick for me, big time.
Legendary singer-songwriter Paul Anka will perform.
New York is the center of it at a time where our world is changing so drastically that this event will have a lot of meaning for a lot of people.
Mac Rosenberg for CBS News, New York.
Thousands of people are marching north to the U.S. border, says CBS's Christina Ruffini.
Joe Biden has to help us, says this man from Honduras. Meanwhile, about 8,000 men, women, and children from multiple Latin American countries are making their way north through Mexico, the largest such caravan in months.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorca met with Mexico's president yesterday asking for help with the migrant crisis. Police in Houston had to use an armored vehicle with an extended arm to tear the door off an 18-wheeler to get to a driver who led police on a chase, then barricaded himself inside the truck. KHOU-TV reporter Matt Doherty has the story.
As deputies followed the big rig along the freeway, they say it started to swerve and had become a danger for the other drivers. Eventually, deputies set up spike strips. Busting the tires on the truck, deputies used a robot to break into the cab. Then it was surrounded.
In Jacksonville, Florida, crews have removed a Confederate monument from a park after years of public controversy. Mayor Donna Deegan ordered the removal of the monument, which had been in the park since 1915. The Powerball jackpot will swell to about $760 million after nobody won the jackpot in last night's drawing. The next drawing is scheduled for Saturday. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former U.S. Senator and owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Herb Cole, has died. He was 88 years old. Cole's death was announced Wednesday evening by the Herb Cole Foundation. Cole bought the Bucks in 1985 and was instrumental in keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee. Cole also represented Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate from 1988 until 2012, when he decided not to run for re-election. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust lawsuit settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's assistant attorney general.
With antitrust and this injunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL, the Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline, but then when I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix changing to drizzle as our temperatures climb to just above the freezing mark overnight. North winds, any kind of snow accumulation will be well under an inch. A mix of rain and snow for Thursday, cloudy skies and up to the lower 40s. Right now it's 31.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
On the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, the 27th of December, 2023. Welcome in, Mr. Zommers.
Pump day!
Look at that. We're on location at Richland Center, and still we've got a camel. How about that?
It's hump day. You know, the camel's got to show up.
Absolutely. It's hump day. How the heck are you? Welcome into it's our first live show here of the kind of the holiday week between Christmas and New Year's. We had a special our Christmas show on Monday, and then we replayed that great salute to the Air National Guard, Wisconsin Air National Guard, with David May, Captain Eagle, and also I believe it was Jones,
Chris
Airman
Jones.
First Class Jones as well. So a great show yesterday. And today, Mr. Zommers, welcome in, because we're going to have Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, here at hour one. And then in hour two, from one until two, a very special episode, as we have the founder and still head teacher of the Betty Hayes School of Dance, Betty Hayes Baxter, will be on, including with her wonderful daughter, a legend in dance in her own right, Cheryl Baxter Ratliff, and then also making an appearance via StreamYard, we believe a special appearance, Ellington Ratliff, a singer-songwriter and a member of the group R5, the Disney band, for many years. And thus, if you're watching this on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, we have a Betty Hayes set here on location in Richland Center. We have done up the studios. Thank you to Phil Nee, our station manager and great friend here at WRCE, WRCO Richland Center, for letting us transform our studios here into, my sister, who danced for Betty, called it a 1988 Betty Hayes set. You know, look, I don't own a scrim, so I had to do the best I could here. But, you know, we're making it festive, and Betty will be along here in hour two along with Cheryl and Ellington. So very a big show today, Mr. Zommers.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And I teased it a little bit at the beginning of the recording before we went live on the radio. So Hopefully those on the stream have still been paying attention. They're looking forward to it as well.
I mean, people in this area of the state in Southwest Wisconsin, and quite frankly, our listeners in Madison on WMDX, other parts of the state as well, they know Betty. I mean, she just set, and the reason we're doing, well, a lot of reasons we're doing the show, but as you see on the wall, it says BH, Betty Hayes, 77. Because she is entering her 77th year of teaching dance, and she just was awarded by the Guinness World Records as the longest continually teaching dance instructor in the world. Not Wisconsin, not the United States, in the world.
And that is impressive. Also, the picture you shared on Twitter when you posted about this show, She looks a lot younger than she is. I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's what we're going to discuss. What keeps Betty so if she is 93, she doesn't care if she talks about her age. But no, you would never, you met her if you're listening to her, hopefully see her on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube today. She does not look anywhere close to 93. And I think it's because of dance. I think it's because she's constantly around young people. All those things make her young. And I mean, forget about the Fountain of Youth. Just hang out with Betty Hayes Baxter and you'll feel young already.
I bet, yeah.
How was your holiday, Mr. Zomers? How was your Christmas?
It was very nice. Nothing too crazy. Just spent some time with my family. Mm-hmm. Got to hang out with my niece Gracie a lot. And
nice.
One of the most fun things that we did is for Christmas, she got a little Barbie pizzeria thing. So we made some Play-Doh pizza. And nice. Then the other coolest thing she got was a little Crayola box of dinosaurs, maybe a couple inches mm-hmm. around. Mm-hmm. They're white and feel like fabric-y. And right. you color on them and make designs. And then you can wash them off and keep doing it. So we made a lot of different colored dinosaurs.
Well, that's fantastic. That's great. That's fantastic. We had a little different Christmas, I'll say that, at our household. It turns out on Christmas morning, my brother-in-law, Mike, up in Eau Claire, tested positive for COVID. So that put a dent in the old plans.
Yeah, that's not
so, you know, Mom and I, we loaded up the truck and we moved to Beverly. Well, not quite, but we loaded up some of the, not all the food, but some of the goodies. She makes a great Christmas bread and cookies and that whatnot. And so we loaded that and a couple of gifts into the truck and we drove up in the rain to Eau Claire where my brother-in-law stayed in the house. And then my sister, she opened the garage door and she and my nieces stayed on one side of the garage. And then my mom and I stayed on the other. And it was kind of al fresco Christmas. And also we ordered Chinese. We ordered Chinese, and so it was a sweet and sour Christmas, and we had dinner, and then Mom and I came back and got home safely, obviously, and so it was a little different, but best well wishes to my brother-in-law and everything. Hopefully he is on the mend, and yeah, but it reminds you what Christmas is about. It isn't about the fanciness; it's just about, you know, at least being in the garage with the ones you love.
You know, the garage is better than everybody getting sick.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And I have tested. I tested this morning to make sure that I am, you know, I was, because you, I mean, Betty Hayes is like Betty White, you understand? You can't expose her or anything. You don't want to do anything. So,
Greg from Waukesha texted in and said, Betty White? No, wrong Betty.
Right. Well, that's the thing, right? Exactly. No, she is like the Wisconsin version of Betty White. Betty Hayes Baxter is. So anyway, also, if you could send Trigvi Olson our telephone number, Mr. Zomers, you can email him that because he's trying to join us on StreamYard. It's not loading, so he's going to join us by phone. So
looks like we actually have him here already on the phone.
Well, look at that. He's just that good. You understand? He's just that good.
So Trigvi, welcome.
Zomers, can you hear me?
Yes, we have you here.
You are there. You are Trigvi. Welcome. You're live. What a dedicated dude. He can't get through on the StreamYard, and here you are calling in. You're just that good, Trigvi Olson.
Well, I'm downtown Minneapolis celebrating my birthday, walking around with my daughter. So
wait, it's your birthday
it was
today?
Not an option, but I thought I have to call in and report to duty.
It's your birthday today?
It is 57 years, Todd.
Oh, happy 56. Birthday, my friend.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I mean, this is complete dedication. Even calling in on your birthday, we couldn't even give you a day off for Pete's sake.
It's fine.
Well, you know, we won't keep you long, but you know, I just thought we'd get a couple of thoughts from you. We got about 4 minutes here before we got to go to a break. But what are your thoughts on the news dump on Friday regarding the Wisconsin Supreme Court saying that the legislative maps are going to have to be redrawn, and then the president of the United States having a little bit of the former president Trump having a little bit of a Christmas meltdown, telling his opponents to quote. Burn in hell. I mean, talk about the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Well, I think so. On the redistricting, right? I think it's mm-hmm. fascinating the way the ruling was crafted. And I was reading about this. I'm obviously not a lawyer, but you know, Robin Voss says he's going to take it to the Supreme Court. That's kind of the U.S. Supreme Court. But they have to find a federal angle, and it really seems like the court did a good job of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court of keeping that from being possible, right? Sure. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. In terms of Trump, I mean, did you see his rant on Christmas?
Yes. It was crazy.
Totally nuts.
Well, and I mean, you know, go ahead.
Like, why is it he? I said on Twitter, it's autocratic personality disorder. Everything, even Christmas, for God's sake.
Right.
Jesus' birth has to be about him. Everything.
I know. I mean, and again, to go back to, you know, much of his base is the far right, you know, evangelical Christian white nationalist base. And you would think that on the holiest night of the year for Christians on Christmas Eve, you know, to follow a guy who's going off and using vulgarity and everything that's opposite of Christianity, it again, I just don't get it to me.
No, I don't understand. I mean, the cognitive dissonance that exists between the evangelical Christian nationalist sort of wing of the party and Donald Trump, like how they, I mean, it's the nationalism thing, I think, that they're all in on with Trump. And this kind of, you know, the truth of the matter is, and I mean, Stuart Stevens gets at this in his books, but I think there is an element of it that was always kind of a lie. And maybe that wing of the Republican Party always wanted to control government so they could tell people what to do and just paid lip service to the idea that that was what the left did. Because the truth of the matter is that it really is the far right that wants to be in the middle of people's bedrooms and all the rest. God.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And again, I'm reminded, Trigvi, that, you know, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House of Wisconsin, one of Wisconsin's favorite political sons, and now Andrew Hitt, former chairman of the Republican Party, and you know, I'm here back in Richland Center. We both share the same hometown. You have guys like those who are not snowflakes, to use the term, and they're saying, look, this guy is just, you know, back crap crazy. And you juxtapose that to guys like Derek Van Orten here in the 3rd District in Western Wisconsin, and you can't be for both sides, right, Trigvi?
Right. You can't, because it's a zero-sum game, Todd. I mean, at the end of the day, in democracy, you can sometimes, you know, in politics, quite frankly, you know, inside a democracy, sometimes you can try and have it both ways because it's ultimately about trying to reach win-win solutions. But in the case of Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump is incredibly zero-sum. And so from his perspective and his appeasers' perspectives, for him to win, others have to lose. But what the Kevin McCarthy's and I would even the Derek Van Orton's, all these guys, and this is why Rick Wilson, my other colleague, was right with everything Trump touches dies, because he's zero-sum like that, all these people who appease him eventually end up meeting a bad end. In the same way guys like Prigozhin ended up in, you know, who was Putin's most loyal guy, ends up with an airplane crash. Right? Like, right. That's what happens. The plane crashes.
Trigvi, do you need to run here? I know it's your birthday. We can let you run, or do you want to come back for one more 8-minute segment? It's up to you.
No,
your
I'll
choice.
I'll come back one more. I'm just trying to. I'm literally well. I'm having a conversation with you and your listeners. I'm trying to find First Avenue, the music venue, which Zomers and I could probably have an entire radio show about. I can't find it.
We'll talk music, Packers, politics, and birthday wishes with Trigvi. Also will return live on location at Richland Center. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story.
because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, live on location here at WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin in Richland Center, our hometown here in the Driftless area. If you're watching us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you say, what is with all the dazzle? What's with all the lights? Well, it turns out that we are here especially for Betty Hayes Baxter celebrating her 77th year in dance. She was just named by the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest continual dance teacher in the world. She'll be along with us in hour two, along with her daughter Cheryl Baxter Ratliff and her grandson Ellington Ratliff, all in hour number two. Right now we are honored to have with us, on his birthday no less, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trygve Olsen, joining us live from beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota, where he is already scouting out for Joe Barry, trying to save his job in the Packers as they will be traveling to the Twin Cities to take on the Vikings. Trygve, what's the lay of the land in the land of the Vikes?
We're going to the game, Todd. I'm out here to see my sister who lives in St. Paul. But we all decided in honor of my mother that we should go to the game on New Year's Eve. Joe Barry needs to go. Honest to God, Todd, if you were as bad at your job as Joe Barry is at his, you would be, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure you'd be doing a podcast that your mom and two other people downloaded on a charity.
Right? It's very, I mean, I watch
show during your time slot in the state of Wisconsin.
Watch, and for those who don't know, Trygve, you know, native of Wisconsin, and like many, a Packer owner. And, you know, I watched part of that game. I mean, and I listened to part of it as well on here on the Civic Media Radio Network in Richland Center. But, you know, the Panthers probably should have, or at least could have, tied that game and maybe even won it. And they had no business doing so.
No. And I mean, the Panthers are a bad, bad, bad football team.
Right?
Epically bad football team. Joe Barry is terrible. As you know, my daughters and I are on this mission to see the Green Bay Packers play in every away stadium, and it gives them a chance to get to see all of America, which is part of the greatness of this. So we were up at the game in New York because we try and do the ones where we can drive.
Sure.
You know, and he was in prevent defense when all they needed was a field goal, and my 14-year-old daughter was going bananas about how bad our coordinator was. And the guy sitting next to me was this kid who was probably 30 on a date with his girlfriend, and he had played football at like Syracuse. He had said he was a Packers fan. And he just started laughing because my daughter was complaining about him playing quarters defense. Like, Joe Barry is terrible. He's just terrible. He would be really, he's honest to God, he wouldn't even be any fun to play against in Madden, for God's sake.
Right?
He's that bad.
Right. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, and the wacky thing is, Trygve, I mean, the wacky thing is the Packers still have some kind of a reasonable shot to actually make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, they beat the Vikings. They should get
Here are the Packer outcomes that could happen. If the Packers have two losses, well, they'll probably pick in the top 10 of the draft. One loss, they're picking in the early teens of the draft. If they win out their last two games, the Packers, and the Rams lose, Green Bay is the seventh seed. If they win out and the Seahawks lose, Green Bay would be the sixth seed. If they win out and L.A. and the Seattle wins out, Green Bay misses the playoffs. So it's just a wild scenario the last 2 weeks.
You know, I mean, this is what the NFL wanted, though, right?
Right, like, exactly.
Everything about the NFL is built for parity. And you look at how, you know, I don't know that there are any really, really good teams in the vein of, well, I was too young to remember when the Packers were Lombardi Packers, but right, like right. The Pittsburgh Steelers in the 70s or the, you know, or even New England, I guess. It's just not built to be like that.
Right.
Which, here's the other thing that I find a little nuts. Like, as a Packer fan, I didn't really think the defense, given how much has been invested in the defense, was going to be the problem. Everybody was worried about Jordan Love. Jordan Love is great. Like, he's going to be really, really good. But he needs... You wonder if Jordan Love, like, how does he feel when he goes to work and has to see Joe Barry?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a peculiar situation. Well, hopefully you can cheer him on, Trigby, there in Minneapolis as they take on the Vikings and the Packers can get a win.
You know, they've lost every game we've seen this year, Todd. I'm just warning people.
Well, thank you for that, Trigby. Thank you for that. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Not very good.
I know. Well, as we round out here in this, the last Wednesday of 2023, Trigby, about 2 minutes left here. Any reflections on 2023 and maybe more importantly going into 2024? Predictions, thoughts as we head in politically into a very tumultuous 2024?
Yeah, I just think, you know, here's the thing. Is, you know, 2024 is going to be a bumpy year for America. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, we have a tendency to rally as Americans. And I have a ton of faith that things are going to be okay if everybody shows up and does what they have to do. And I have part of that faith because I know from what I do, at least as it relates to democracy, whether democracy fails or succeeds in the United States runs straight through Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have faith in the people in Wisconsin. Quite honestly, I travel all over the U.S. and all over the world, and if I were going to have faith, people anywhere, it would be people I grew up with. Because, you know, I think people in Wisconsin always get how special Wisconsin is.
I think that's really true. I haven't traveled near as much as you have, but I'm never sorry to come home to where I live here in Wisconsin, and it makes you feel good. I was talking about this with a colleague here at RCO yesterday in Richland Center. You know, for all the national news things they cover about the divisiveness, when you just go to a Lutheran church, you know, Christmas Eve service, there's 100 people there, and people are just, you know, enjoying each other's company and singing Christmas carols. And when you go downtown to the local hardware store to buy something, and you realize that by and large, Wisconsinites do care about one another and are really good people.
Yeah, I mean, my kids always chuckle about that because they're like, whenever we go back home, you know, I go to Fleet Farm and end up spending 80 minutes there talking to all kinds of people. And they're always like, how do you know everybody? I'm like, most of those people I didn't know. I just ended up in a conversation with them because it's kind of how it works.
No, that's fantastic. Okay. Well,
everywhere isn't like that. You're right. I mean, I think about, you know, we go to a big Catholic church and outside of D.C. and it's not the same thing, you know. It's just the connection of people, and I think that's the thing that keeps me optimistic as it relates to looking forward to 2024, at least in terms of the politics.
Right.
You know, I mean, because it is going to run through Wisconsin. It's going to be bumpy for people in Wisconsin, and they're going to see way too many ads. And ultimately, I think the choice that gets made is going to get made in those conversations by people at bars and churches and over coffee and beers. And that's a good thing.
I think it's a great thing. And I hope that you have a great conversation over some birthday cake and a beverage or two. Trigby, happy birthday, my friend. Thanks for making the effort to join us by phone via Minneapolis. Go Pack, go. Have a great day and happy new year, Trigby.
All right. We'll catch you first thing on Wednesday next year.
Sounds great. Trigby Olson, ladies and gentlemen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, back with more on the other side. Don't put it.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. With Christmas over, now comes the rush to get back home. Eric Williamson was impressed by operations at the airport in Jacksonville, Florida.
Flying out of here today, we were actually pretty nervous about coming here because we thought it would be a lot of, you know, travelers and just a big jam. Coming into security.
But things weren't totally smooth at LAX, says CBS News Los Angeles reporter Kara Finstrom.
A group of pro-Palestinian protesters blocking access to LAX. Truckloads of officers in riot gear with temporary restraints tied to their waist. They rolled in. A huge show of force here.
American and Mexican officials met to talk about stopping migrants from entering the U.S. illegally, said CBS's Christina Ruffini.
Migration was high on the agenda for Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's visit to Mexico, where President Andres Manuel López Obrador has said he expects it to be a key issue in next year's U.S. presidential election.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We may soon know the fate of a Universities of Wisconsin chancellor after the Board of Regents met in closed session Wednesday night. They met to discuss the potential discipline or termination of a university chancellor, though they did not say which chancellor they were looking at. La Crosse's Joe Gow and Whitewater's Beverly Copper were the last chancellors to be sanctioned by the Board of Regents. They were denied pay raises in 2018. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix changing to drizzle as our temperatures climb to just above the freezing mark overnight. North winds, any kind of snow accumulation will be well under an inch. A mix of rain and snow for Thursday. Cloudy skies and up to the lower 40s. Right now, it's 31.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested.
Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Quarters there. And we are here on location at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We thank Phil Nee, the station manager and great friend of mine over the years here in broadcasting, for allowing us to transform the WRCE studios, where we broadcast when we're up here, and we have transformed it for the day. If you're watching on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, into a Betty Hayes set as best we could, you know, in short notice here. And it looks, I think it looks fantastic. And hopefully Betty likes it when she gets here, Mr. Zomers.
I think so too. And I think she will. I think she'll appreciate it.
Betty Hayes Baxter is going to be our guest in the next hour, starting just after 1 o'clock. She is the founder and still head teacher of the Betty Hayes School of Dance. She is in her 77th. That's right. 77th year of broadcast or of dancing here in Southwest Wisconsin and around the state and around the country, as a matter of fact. She has set the new Guinness Book of World Records for longest dance instructor in the world continually. And also her daughter, Cheryl Baxter Ratliff, is fresh in. She flew in from Los Angeles. I don't think just for this, Mr. Zomers, but she's here to see her mom. And so they've graciously given up some of their time here, an hour, and be with us. And then a special appearance live from Los Angeles, California, Ellington Ratliff. You may remember him if you're a fan of Disney bands, as a member of R5, big group there a few years ago, and still as a singer and songwriter and touring around the world. Ellington is going to be joining us live as well via StreamYard. So it's pretty cool. You have Betty, Cheryl, and Ellington, three generations of world-class performers, and they have impacted so many people's lives for good. And we're going to talk to all three generations, focusing on Betty, coming up in hour number two.
It's very cool. I used to take dance lessons when I was younger. And
did you really? Did I know this?
I think so. I think I told you about it when we talked about that you were doing dance lessons. Yes. I don't remember if I've talked about it on air before, but I took them when I was younger because my older sister did, and I thought it was really cool. I still think it's cool, but I ended up stopping after a while. but I took lessons from Gene Wolfmeyer, a similarly important and long-lasting dance studio in Manitowoc. Not 77 years, I can tell you that. Betty Hayes has got to be in that regard.
Literally no one else has done it for 77 years.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, she's the only one. So, well, that's awesome. I mean, I think dance, like many of the arts, is a universal language. And so I think it's great. I think it's great that she's done it. And we're going to talk about not just about her, but her students, many of whom have gone on to have dance or entertainment careers of their own. And you're going to be amazed at some of the people that Cheryl and Betty and Ellington have worked with.
I bet. I'm excited one to hear family, about it.
Yeah, one family and the number of people that they have worked with is nothing short of astounding. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. We thank Trygve Olsen. I had no idea it was his birthday today. So that's pretty nice.
Happy birthday, Trygve.
Yeah. Very nice of Trygve Olsen, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, to call in via phone and be with us. I'd like to take a few minutes and talk about this because, like I say, it broke right after we got off the air with our Christmas show on Friday. But the Wisconsin State Supreme Court ruling that the maps in Wisconsin are unconstitutional based on the fact that they are not contiguous, that many are not contiguous. And contiguous meaning that and it makes sense, right? That when the lines are drawn, they have to be connected. You can't have islands of a district. In other words, you can't, you know, draw a square for simplicity's sake. Draw a square, okay? Now, next to the square, draw three circles that don't touch. That's essentially what Republicans did when they redrew the maps, first of all, in 2011 when I was working in the legislature and saw some of this stuff firsthand. And then fast forward to 2021 when they did it again, only even more egregiously, because what happens is computer technology, AI software has advanced this to the point where legislators, political parties, can use software and carve out houses in order to make the districts lean one way or the other. And so basically the Supreme Court of Wisconsin ruled on Friday that because they had taken too many circles outside, or islands outside of the actual main district, that means the lines are not contiguous. The districts are not contiguous. They are not inclusive. In other words, you literally have to drive through another legislator's district to get to your district, which is insane, right? Because number one, these island parts of a district, legislators are going to be like, yeah, so what? I mean, if there's a problem there, they're kind of off on their own. Also, number two, it makes it super confusing for voters. Because literally you could say, well, my neighbor across the street is in that assembly district and I'm in another one. And so people don't really know who to vote for. So the Supreme Court says, look, we're going to have to do a redo. So what they said was they're going to give the legislature, the governor, a few days, a couple of weeks to come up with, until like the 12th of January, to come up with a plan or maps that are more, are that are contiguous and that meet the constitutional requirement. Now, could it happen? Sure. Do I think that will happen? No, based on past performance. So what it's really going to come down to is the Wisconsin State Supreme Court is going to bring in an outside, nonpartisan person to help draw the lines, make sure they're contiguous. And the Supreme Court said, look, we're going to take political outcomes into consideration. In other words, we are not going to draw maps that lean obviously towards Republicans nor Democrats, which I think is a good thing. They're trying to get the most fair maps possible in this new drawing. Now, in a break for Republicans, and I've talked to Democratic friends who thought this was a good idea, actually, because what the Supreme Court could have done, what the plaintiffs were arguing for, the people who brought the lawsuit were arguing for, was that if you rule the way the Supreme Court did, that they're unconstitutional, they did, then they said all legislators should have to run in 2024. Now, all 99 assembly seats are up every 2 years. They're two-year terms. The state Senate terms are four-year terms, which means that only about half are up every other year. So this year, it's the even numbered, the 20th, the 22nd, the 24th. Those district numbers of the senators in those districts that are even are up. The Supreme Court of Wisconsin could have said everybody has to run in 2024, including the odd numbered state Senate seats, which are the ones that Democrats have a better chance of flipping even with the current maps. But the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to go that far. Maybe they thought that would appear too partisan. And so what they did is they said, we're going to insist on new maps, new maps for 2024 for everyone, but only the state Senate seats that were scheduled to be up, the even numbered ones, will stand for re-election as they would normally in 2024. If you're in an odd numbered seat, like here in Southwest Wisconsin, the 17th Senate District, you will not have to run as you normally would not. You will wait two more years and on your regular schedule. Now, I think Republicans dodged a bullet there, but if I step back for a second, that was probably the right thing to do in terms of, the appearance of of saying, look, we're not doing this for partisan reasons. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you would like to weigh in, let's go down to Ron from Milwaukee, listening in to WAUK, a great station down there in southeast Wisconsin. Ron, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, hello to you in lovely Richland Center, one of my favorite little towns.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Honestly. Anyway,
it's a great place.
It is. I may be wrong about this, and you might be able to correct me, but I have not inspected all of the current legislative district maps, but the non-contiguous districts include some that off the main district region, there's this little blob, you know, somewhere up the road, you know, five Correct. Or 10 miles. Mm-hmm. And they're connected by a very narrow little strip. And in some cases, apparently, if those contiguous districts are touching just by, you know, one point, by a single point, the court said that wasn't right either. And because obviously if it's just by they're touching at a point on a map, no houses right. can be in there. So that's a convenience for them right. to redistrict. So some enlightenment would be fine, but I know I saw some Republican arguments that, well, they're all like that. So there's nothing wrong with that. So this is a difference without a distinction. I don't agree, sure. but what do you think?
Well, I appreciate the call, Ron. I want to make clear, I am not an attorney. I did spend several years in the legislature as working for Republicans. I left the party in 2011 over voting rights, but I was there in 2011, when they drew the maps for this last time. And I will tell you that not every district, for instance, my former boss's district, Dale Schultz, to my best of my recollection, and the main lines of that district still stand from when I worked for him, at the time that his district did not include any of these areas where they were just, you know, quote unquote, connected by a touching point. Now, there were kind of some narrow areas where you kind of had to look hard to see who is in what district. But I believe the lines in the 17th Senate district, at least in, you know, 2011, 2012, those lines, they didn't have any of these islands, and they didn't have any of these places where it got, you know, down literally down to like a town road was the connecting point. And so it looked almost like an hourglass. I don't remember anything like that. But I think the court made a good decision. Again, goes back to making sure voters know who their elected official is and making sure that elected officials pay attention to the entire district. So from having worked for Republicans in, you know, for a long time, and the last time in 2015, I will tell you in 2011 that politics was certainly a consideration, and that many of these districts were drawn to give Republicans the best advantage. And of course, in the court documents, one of the pieces of evidence was an email from former Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir to then assistant to State Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who was the majority leader at the time. Now he's a member of Congress, Tad Ottman, who is a longtime Republican operative, worked for the Senate Republican Caucus, as well as Senator Fitzgerald in his state office. And Tad Ottman was operating an office across the street in a law firm to redraw these maps. And certainly political consideration was a part of it. I'm not sure. Is Ron still on the line, Mr. Sommers? I'm not sure.
But that's no, fine. We're good to go.
All right, that's fine. That was kind of the picture then. If you'd like to call in, happy to discuss more on redistricting in Wisconsin, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear your thoughts there. Also, the state of Michigan today, the Supreme Court in Michigan has ruled that Donald Trump can, in fact, stay on the ballot in Michigan in 2024, which is completely opposite of the Colorado Supreme Court, which last week said he cannot be on the ballot. We'll come back, discuss that a little bit. You could give us a call with your thoughts on that as well. 844-967-2789. We are on location here at Richland Franklin Center in Wisconsin. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, on location at WRCE in Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the 27th of December, 2023. Glad to be with you with another live show. One programming note, got to do a little family stuff tomorrow. So we're going to have a little bit of new content at the beginning of the show tomorrow, and then a best of. And then we're going to be live on location up at WGBW, our Green Bay station, on Friday with a brand new live show, taking a look back at 2023. Also, hopefully we're going to see if we get some local folks from Green Bay. Somebody you might know, as a matter of fact. So we're working on that, but we'll be live from Green Bay on Friday, Mr. Zomers. So we're all over the state this week.
Absolutely, except for me.
Except, well, you're holding down the fort there at the world headquarters. So,
which is important.
That's fantastic. If you're looking at us on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the YouTube, and you're saying, why is it all sparkly? Well, because of hour number two, we're going to have Betty Hayes Baxter, the world record holder, 77 years of continual teaching of the art of dance. She will be here live with us in the studio, along with her daughter, Cheryl Baxter Ratliff, and streaming in live from Los Angeles, former R5, well, still R5, they've kind of changed up a little bit, but he's a singer-songwriter in his own right. Ellington Ratliff is going to be joining us as well. So three generations of performers, and it all started right here in Southwest Wisconsin. So really looking forward to that hour number two discussion with all of them here on a great show for you on a Wednesday. 844-967-2789. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789. Talking about a couple of different things. First of all, these new maps that the Supreme Court of Wisconsin says that Wisconsin will in fact have for 2024. And also the fact that Michigan today has said in their Supreme Court that Donald Trump will remain on the ballot in 2024. Juxtapose that to Colorado, who last week said Trump is ineligible. So it looks like this is headed to the Supreme Court, obviously, no matter what. We're going to go to Karina in a second, but I want to give you just kind of the quick synopsis in plain language of what happened in Michigan today. So under Michigan law, the Secretary of State does not have discretion when placing names on a primary ballot. Voters cannot challenge presidential candidates' eligibility. So the merits of a 14th Amendment challenge cannot be heard, unlike Colorado law. So again, I'm not an attorney, but it appears that Michigan today said Trump has to stay on the ballot simply because under Michigan law, voters aren't eligible to challenge presidential candidates' eligibility. So again, this is going to end up in the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll see where all that comes down at. If you want to join the show, we'd love to have you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Karina down in Milwaukee. Karina, Happy New Year to you. What say you?
Happy New Year, too. If you allow me, please, I just, since we are between the holidays and the New Year is coming, and, I'm originally from Russia, and Russia and China have a border, and the culture mixed a lot. So I just want to give you, prognosis or what a outlook for the future. First of all, if you guys have any Geminis, this is going to be their year and absolute adventure and luck. And everything what you start is going to finish with a great boom. All right? This is the year of this is the year of a wooden dragon or a snake, which means that especially Geminis needs to wear something red, or something green like an emerald or a malachite, and that would be their stone here, and what would bring the luck for actually everybody besides the Geminis, but the Geminis are special this year. And for a new year, guys, when you're going to sit at the table, also wear something green, something red, something wooden, and I give something what a snake or the dragon would like to eat, and to invite them to your table, and so they can bring the luck. And that's the scoop.
It's very interesting, Karina. Very interesting, because we're going to do a show in Green Bay on Friday, looking back and also looking ahead. And Mr. Zomers and I were talking about this before we took a break last week for Christmas and looking at our signs. And I'm a Libra, and it looks like Libra is going to be a big year potentially for love, but also exes could come back. And is that right, Mr. Zomers?
Yeah, it's as you've said before. Great potential, but also great potential for disaster.
Yes, great potential, Karina. Right. Great potential for disaster. So we'll see.
The last thing, Todd, what I want to say, the motto for this year from Chinese to English, maybe it doesn't translate exactly, but the motto is, don't be afraid of your own greatness.
That is great. Right there. All of us should not be afraid of our own greatness, and to think positive thoughts, right? As we go into the second into a new year. All right. Well, fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, Karina, if you're around, call in on Friday. We'll talk more about this on Friday. But
if not,
we wish you a very happy new year. We appreciate you being one of our longtime listeners and a frequent caller, and a happy new year to you, my friend.
Happy new year, guys.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All
right. Thanks, Karina. Really appreciate it. Karina in Milwaukee. Well, that's we'll just call it a Wednesday tangent, right? I mean, that's fine. I mean, once it's the end of the year, if people want to talk about other things, that's fine.
Especially because, as you said, that discussion we had is part of the show that's going to play tomorrow.
Right.
So I think maybe there was a little, as she said, prognosis, like looking on the year ahead, maybe also a little premonition.
The stars are aligning. So, yes, you're right. I forget we pre-recorded a little new content for tomorrow, which you'll hear tomorrow. And you'll hear Mr. Zomers and I talking about our astrological signs tomorrow. high quality programming on the show tomorrow.
Well, it is
I think it'll be fun, though. It's fun.
It's a fun thing to talk about. Whether or not you believe in it, it can be fun to look at it, see what it says. And sometimes it just has good advice.
Sometimes it just has good advice. Absolutely. Well, we are going to have fun in hour number two. I really hope everybody stays with us. We are going to talk to a legend, a mentor of mine, a friend of mine, Miss Betty Hayes Baxter, 93 years of age, and she is still the head teacher of the Betty Hayes School of Dance, the Guinness Book of World Record holder now for longest continual dance instructor. Betty Hayes Baxter, Cheryl Baxter Ratliff, and Ellington Ratliff, all in hour number two. We might even let you ask a question to Betty. Stay with us at the Tahle Ball Show on location in Richland Center on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Washington after a whirlwind trip to Mexico to talk with that country's president about slowing traffic to the U.S. border.